Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Bailey. And when I started this show in 2008, I was on a mission to promote women-owned businesses and help women succeed by providing resources and valuable tips from other women and men, small business owners. In each interview, my guests speak openly about their triumphs, the scary times, and tough decisions they have to make along the way. Women Entrepreneurs Radio is about showing women how to harness their natural strengths to achieve success on their own terms.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio with your host, Deborah Bailey. I am so glad that you could join me today. And if you are listening to this show on Podomatic, please make sure that you also will come to iTunes and you can subscribe to the show there and listen to the other episodes as well. And if you come to womenentrepreneursecrets.com, you will see that under the podcast page, you'll find links to different platforms the show is on. And also past shows are being moved over to Liveson and they're being distributed to other platforms. So if you want to listen to some of the past shows that have been done over the past years, that's a good place for you to do that as well. So I hope that you will. And also you can leave feedback on that site. And if you're interested in being on the show, you can also find out more about that information as well. So I think that would be great. We'd just love to hear from you. And also, if you are on to iTunes, it would be wonderful if you could leave a review of the show and just let us know what you think of it. And, you know, 5 stars are always great. So if you would do that, that'd be wonderful. And that would also help for other people to find the show as well. So I'm going to get started with my guest today, and it's Alverna Scher. Started her journey as an entrepreneur when she was 25 years old, and she failed twice in a business partnership and running 2 businesses now, raising 2 daughters single-handedly. Alverna Scher's motto of always invest in yourself empowered her to continue upgrading herself. Her achievements are accredited with the Focus on Family as a Facilitator in 2012 and Certified Wool Writer in 2016, Certified Grief Counselor in 2017, and she's been the first funeral director in Singapore to provide holistic care planning. And despite her busy schedule, she also manages to read parenting books and attend parenting coaching lessons to help groom and raise both her daughters. Alverna Scher is not only an inspiring and hardworking businesswoman, but also a caring and devoted mother. Alverna was invited to share her will writing for family's experience. She has since written 1,500 wills on air at Radio FM 97.2, and her story was featured in major local and Asian press. She was also invited to share her entrepreneurial journey with a group of 5,000 women in Hanoi, Vietnam, Success Conference in Asia in 2018. So thank you for joining us, Alverna. I know it's late where you are, but I so appreciate you being on the show. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me today. Thank you so much.
Well, this is really incredible because I can honestly say that you're the first person I've had on the show who is in this industry. And really
interesting industry.
Yes, you know, it's really something that I'm sure there are women who do that. Here, you know, I'm talking particularly about the United States, I'm sure around the world, but I'm sure there are here. But yeah, I've just never had the opportunity to interview one, so I think it's really fascinating. So why don't we get started and have you tell us about your business?
Right. So I have 2 interesting businesses, and both are working with humans. So the first business is employment agencies that hold the responsibility to bring in foreign talent to help Singapore company ease the hiring problem Mm-hmm. And the second business I am more in-depth dealing with is city funeral. So other than the traditional funeral arrangement that we are doing, we also have this creation of care planner that we help our clients to create biography, asset management, remarkable legacy, and evaluate their last wishes through will planning, estate planning, and advanced funeral planning. Yes.
Wow. So you're very busy.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, yeah, running two businesses is, you know, some people, they're trying to do one.
Yeah. So I count my blessing, and I really thank God for the strength. You know, I have to deal with, I have to, you know, bring up my two girls and at the same time running two business.
Right.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure there's a lot of mothers who feel the same way, that they're having to do all of this and trying to do everything and keep everything going.
What? Keep everything going.
Yeah. You know, what do you think are some of the sacrifices or some challenges that you had as a mom and then being a successful business owner?
Yeah, I think sacrifice of sleeping time, me time, or even children timing. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't actually term them as sacrifice, mm-hmm. because I believe that not only successful women sacrifice, I believe all women, especially mothers, exchange time for something that is priority at that time. Mm. So in a way, I don't regret it because I have gained results in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I guess that's a great way to look at it, because you know that you have these things to do. So it's just to try to find a way to get them done.
Correct. Just being positive so I can get things done.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. And like right now, we were talking before the show that it is 11 o'clock there, or after 11, more likely now. And you're still going and having to do.
Oh, yes. It's probably the best time for me because my girls are sleeping.
Uh-huh.
So I can, you know, really quiet down and then wrap up my day.
and then you have to start it up again. I guess you get up early in the morning to have to get started.
Oh, yes. I wake up every day at 6 a.m. to get myself ready, get my girls ready, send them to school. Then I start my work. Between, I will juggle with buying grocery, trying to cook for them, trying to, you know, juggle my work. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's how I pass my day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, well, that's definitely a very full day. You know, what have been your satisfying moments in business?
Well, my most satisfying moment as an entrepreneur till now is that I can be debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's significant to me and my two daughters, especially I am a sole breadwinner. So in March 2015, I took over the city funeral company and I was only left with $400 in the bank account.
Wow.
And I have 20 days to pay my $5,000 bills. So I didn't surrender to my fate, you know. Instead, I turn it around and maintain an income till now. So I am debt-free and well-known in the industry as a good paymaster to my supplier and my employee.
Wow. Yeah. So you really had to do something very quickly.
Yes, really quickly. So, you know, in March 2015, it just happened overnight that I have to take over the business. I only left with so little money, you know, then I have to really scratch my head and think about how am I going to step into a male-dominated industry and, mm-hmm. you know, and have a stand there and then make the business do well.
Yeah.
So I'm really satisfied with myself now, you know, being debt-free and, you know, I don't need to rely on any man, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, that's really satisfying for me.
Mm-hmm. So you, I guess had to, learn about this industry? Like, was this a new industry for you, or was this something that you already had some knowledge?
I do not have any operational knowledge in this funeral industry. Mm-hmm. So it was actually passed down by my husband, but he, something bad happened and he left. Mm-hmm. So I have to take over the business overnight and just learn how to do it.
Wow. Yeah. So you just dived in there.
And just dive, really, really. Just dive into it. Just do it.
So did you have your other business going at the same time, or did you start that after?
My other business, it wasn't a start in a way, because mm-hmm. it was actually started when I was 25 years old. Mm-hmm. And in between, I actually took a break to stay at home and take care of my two girls. Mm-hmm. So when things happened that I have to take over the funeral business, I wasn't too sure whether I can sustain. Mm-hmm. So I went back to my old trade and start the recruitment business, the employment agency business. Mm-hmm. So that's how I concurrently run two business until now. Because I was just so afraid that I could not, do a new business well. And that's why I get into, doing my old business again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how.
That's still a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. Really. Maybe it's really luck.
That is a lot to run and get going and keep going and
just keep going. The first 1.5 years was crazy. I do not know how I passed my time, mm-hmm. but it was just passing so fast and quickly, and then things pick up, running well. So I really thank God and, thank my friends around me, encourages me every now and then, my coaches, mm-hmm. They encourage me. Mm-hmm. So not an easy journey, but I went through.
Yeah, and Deb, you're right about having the coaching and support of people to help you when you may have those times that you're not sure what to do.
Yes, correct. Those encouragement that flow in daily is really, really helps a mm-hmm. lot.
But what is a care planner? What is that?
All right, a care planner is we help our clients to actually create biography, asset management, remarkable legacy, and evaluate their last wishes through doing will planning, estate planning, and advanced funeral planning. Mm-hmm. So I am the first in Singapore to have a holistic care planner for my clients. So instead, they need not go to many others, bodies to get their, will done. You need not go, they need not go to so many places to get their things done for the last journey portion. Mm-hmm. In fact, they just come to us and we will help them run through the whole series of last journey items like will planning, estate planning, advanced funeral planning, things like that.
So that's something that really takes care of all the important points that they need.
Mm, yes, take care of all the important points. Yeah. Mm, because in Asia, it's not a good thing to talk about. So people here, they are still not open-minded to talk about last journey. Not like in the US, they can pre-plan.
Yeah, but they don't really like to talk about that here either.
Okay, as in, okay, but they do. So they are somehow better than Asian,
I think a lot of times people are really reluctant.
Definitely.
But it sounds like you really try to take care of everything, and so people can feel comfortable with how things will be.
Let people know that it's a need, that it will come by, sooner or later. So rather than leaving behind a burden, why not leave behind a legacy?
That's a great way to put it too.
Yes.
So, and how important is it to have a written will?
Well, it's important to have a written will, especially in Singapore, is that if they do not have a written will, they will fall into the 9 rulings that we have in Singapore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is like, you know, they will give to the next of kin. So then the next of kin have this ranking of the parents first, the children, the spouse, and the uncle, the aunties. So when there's no next of kin for a particular person, the whole assets will actually goes to the government in mm-hmm. a charitable way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's important, like, to, you know, to have a will, not only because of the money, but also because of what they wish to do with their last journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can, you know, always, you know, always write in the will and let us know that how they want to do with their body when they leave the world mm-hmm. and things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's not mainly just about money. It's also about how they want to distribute their things. Is it equally or not? And there's one point that's really important for parents is that the guardianship is taken care in the will as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for children mm-hmm. that's below 21 years old, if there is a will and it's written on how the guardianship for these children has to be done, then it will be much more easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So you can make sure that they are looked after properly as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true. And that's really important, I think, for people, you know, listeners, if particularly if you're in business and you want to know how these things are going to be worked out. We may not want to think about these things, but you really have to look, especially if you're thinking about your family or thinking about how your things that you have acquired or, you know, how these things will be distributed and what will happen. It does make sense to just do that, protect those things. Yeah.
Correct.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think it's definitely something that, other entrepreneurs should keep in mind.
Yes. Even for business owner, they can actually write in the will how they want the business to run if they left the world. Yeah. It can be written in the will as well. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, sometimes we leave a business, it can be passed down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when it can be passed down, how is the arrangement going to be? Mm-hmm. But if there's no written will on that, then it will be, you know, it's like a family internal argument or things like that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That leaves a lot of problems for for the soft family.
It's a softer problem for the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have to figure out what to do with all this and they're not, may not be prepared to really handle that or not know. And then, you know, sometimes the wrong people will come and claim that they can help them and they're really not helping them.
Correct. There's so many this type of people, you know, they want to help, but actually they are not.
Yeah. That's so true. So that's something that people should keep in mind because I think, in talking to you right now, I am reminded of, Prince, who passed away suddenly and people were so shocked that he didn't have a will because he'd been so concerned about his recordings and really being in control of all of that. And then to suddenly say, well, wow, he doesn't have a will for his estate. People were like really surprised. And
correct.
It's, you know, there's a point where you may not even think a certain age. You're not thinking that way. You don't want to think that way or, but then the family has to deal with all these people popping up.
Yes, the family really have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And even, you know, for the procedures to get through, it's so much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Instead of like 6 months waiting period, they have to wait at least 1.5 years to get it through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's actually a lot of stress on the family member.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, so for the listeners, you don't have to have an estate the size of Prince's. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but it's still, you know, think about you do have something and you want to make sure that.
Yeah. Everyone should have something. It could be the house. It could be just a bank account, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have to look after that. So that's a wonderful, point to make so that people understand that it does affect everything. So what are some of the accomplishments and awards and things that you have.
Okay, basically just now, I think you have introduced is that I am accredited with Focus on Family as a facilitator. So Focus on Family is about parenting. So in the course itself, I was taught how to facilitate a parenting course in a range, in an age range of 0 to 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically able to facilitate a parenting course.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So for the second one, I am a certified employment's key appointment holder, which I need this license to operate my recruitment business in Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I am also a certified will writer, a certified grief counselor,
mm-hmm.
and also being the first funeral director in Singapore to provide holistic care planning. Yes.
So you have a lot of accomplishments and certifications there.
Mm, okay, not too bad, because I feel that, you know, we should always be learning till we can't learn.
Right.
Yeah. So I have this mentality of keep learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So well, that's I like to
Well, that's good too. And then as a business owner, that's really important for us to keep doing what we can to learn more and more.
Yeah, correct. I mean, a business owner is not necessarily the person that is always correct.
Right.
So, yeah, so I feel that learning and equip myself with more in-depth knowledge, it will be much better to help myself and also help my daughters to grow.
That's a great way to look at it. This podcast, of course, is available to anybody all over the world. That, you know, could you let people know where they can find you for those people who may want to connect with you?
All right. If they want to find me, they can actually go to Facebook and type my name, Elvenature. Yeah. Although, okay, if not, they can also go into Facebook and look for my page, Will Planning for Family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My name is also in Instagram, in, also in Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also in LinkedIn. Yeah, so these are the few places they can look for me.
Great. Yeah, these days, you know, people, you are listed just about on every platform. Or
Yes, we have to be visible.
right. That's the thing, you know. You got to manage all of these other things too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Social media is a huge platform for a business owner to get in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's either we follow up with the time or we've been left out.
That's true. And it's also a great way to connect with people around the world, you know, that has definitely been an advantage for me with this podcast and also just connecting with all these different entrepreneurs.
Yes, you are doing amazing work. I've seen your podcast. Wow, all over the world you interview them. Wow.
Well, so it's many. Been, yeah, it's been a lot of fun and like I was saying, you really wouldn't have the chance to meet all these people otherwise, you know, unless you travel. Do you have any promos or contests or giveaways or anything that you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, actually, I have this free will planning guides for my listener. They can actually go to, it's a website. They can go to cityfuneralsingapore.lpages.co/will-planning-guide. Yeah, so they can actually get a free will planning guide from there.
I will get that link from you. So that way I will put that in the show notes so that people can just either click on it or copy it. How do you think that you can give back to your community?
All right. Giving back to the community, because as a sole breadwinner, I'm not rich, okay? But I still feel that I need to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. I actually give back by providing pro bono funeral service to the needy in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
So these needies, they have no next of kin. So when they left the world, I help them to do the last journey, the funeral part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I have been providing. And recently I'm also working with a charity organization, Keeping Hope Alive, mm-hmm. to actually provide free lasting power of attorney to 100 elderly staying in the rented flats. Yeah. So yeah, this is how I give back to the community. And every Sunday I join this, Keeping Hope Alive for door knocking, mm-hmm. to actually find needy that need help to clean their houses, mm-hmm. to give them new beds or fridge or even washing machines, yeah, to see that their needs are being met.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, that's great. That's really a wonderful thing to do because you can always help someone else, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We really enjoy that because I also bring along my daughter for this charity work on Sunday, mm-hmm. and they enjoy as well. Yeah, so it's also a good educational point to teach them to be more compassionate towards the community.
That's true. That's a great point. And a lot of times women entrepreneurs will be trying to give back and trying to do for others as well as working in their business. So I think that's something that I find talking to different women entrepreneurs, they usually have something like, you know, going on that they want to do for others as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's good. That's great.
Mm. It is, though. Yeah. Yeah. It really is. So you were talking about just a little about your other business. As far as Singapore, it always looks like there's a lot of people there and there's a lot of businesses there. Is that something where they're always looking for people to come and work?
In fact, Singapore are shortage of, how would I say, there are really shortage of these workers that are labor intense. Mm-hmm. You know, labor intense kind of work is really shortage of manpower. Mm-hmm. So Singaporean itself, they like to stay in the office, or they like to set up their own business. Mm-hmm. So the labor intense kind of work, like the construction site or the service line, like the banquet staff, mm-hmm. is really shortage. Mm. Yeah, so this is where they need foreign talent to help out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we in Singapore, there's a lot of nationality here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have mm-hmm. Philippines, no, mm-hmm. we have Indonesians, we have Miamis. There's a mm-hmm. lot of nationality here, mm-hmm. Vietnam as well. Mm, they help out.
It just always looks like it's very, just a lot of people, a lot of black going on.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of people, but we're just a small country.
You know, so yeah, I think it's the way shown when you see things like, talking about travel or business, you know, it just looks like it's a real busy hub.
It is a busy hub. Yeah. We a lot of foreigners like to also invest in our country, basically mm-hmm. because we are safer than our surrounding neighbor mm-hmm. country. Mm-hmm. So this makes us stand out a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So security wise is safe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So makes us stand out a bit.
So it's a lot of entrepreneurial people there, it sounds like. That's very popular.
Yeah, sounds really popular here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A lot of people like to start their own business.
Yeah, I think that has become very probably more popular here as well, because I think people have their businesses, but then after a while, you start to hear more and more about people wanting to do that. And also, women particularly really wanting to do something for themselves. So it just seems like it's very much become stronger here than maybe it was at one time. In terms of the everyday people, you know, there's always been small business, obviously, but there's more and more people who are more aware now of thinking about it or wanting to or having something on the side. You know, it's a lot more talk now, I think, than maybe there was at one time. So it's very interesting to see how all these things are going and, you know, and how people are connecting all over the world as well.
Yeah, especially the technology is coming up so quickly. Yes. Yeah, and everybody wants to sell online.
Yes, yes. I know, right?
Yeah. So you are in the right track.
That's true. But, you know, it's more and more people online, and then more and more you have to find ways to reach.
Yeah, correct. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's good in that way, but then it's also the challenges, you know, of people really standing out and getting in front of their customers. It's more of a challenge now too. So I think that it's
slightly more challenging than 1 year ago, probably.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's more and more, but you know, that's where things are going. So I think that's what people have to find ways to adapt and find ways to find those people.
All right.
Yeah. All right. That's so true. Verna, this has been a wonderful conversation that we've had, and
yes, really enjoying talking to you.
Yes, same here, and I really appreciate that you were able to take the time. It sounds like your daughters were awake.
Oh yeah, she is. my younger one.
She wants to see what's going on, so.
Yes, she is a sticky girl.
Well, that comes with the territory of being a definitely being a mom entrepreneur. So that's that just fits right in, and I think that's great because they get to participate in what you're doing and see what you're doing, you know. And
yeah. Yes, that's true.
So that's always good to know because they have a model then that they know what they can do. So we are coming to the end of our conversation. This has gone by so quickly. So did you have any other thoughts to share before we close up?
I have one statement for the listener. Is that when you face a failure, turn the failure into fuel that keep your dreams burning. So that will end my conversation with you today.
That's perfect. That is a perfect way to say it, and for people to have that support that they know that they can, you know, just find a way to keep moving forward even if things look like they're not working in that moment. Because as you know, entrepreneurs go through that. So
yes, all right. Yeah, so just turn it into fuel.
Yeah.
Failure into fuel.
Yes, you're so right. Well, like I said, Alverna, I have really enjoyed talking to you. You're just very, very positive and showing how you can be successful and just do these things to help others and to watch over your family. And, you know, it's what women are called to do a lot of times. And I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your journey with us. Thank you so much.
Don't mention it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. But yes, really, you know, just want to say it's important to show what you are doing and show other people can they could do this as well. So that's great for people to know who may not think they can, and they realize everybody is doing the best they can, and everybody has their own challenges, and you know, we're all just trying to express ourselves out here and hopefully create successful businesses and successful lives. So that is what we want.
Yeah, correct.
Yes, that's what we want. Oh my goodness. So everyone, I know you enjoyed this conversation. I know you want to share this on social media. Make sure you let your friends know to listen. As I said, I'll be putting the link to Alverna's thing that she's giving out to Will Planner, and you can check that out for yourself, no matter where you are. I think it'll be very beneficial for you to find out more information about that. And like I said, definitely share this and definitely share a review if you can. On iTunes in particular, that'd be great, or share your feedback. Visit Alverna on Facebook and those other platforms that we'll have links there. Or visit the Women Entrepreneur Secrets and let us know how you like the show. So once again, to Women Entrepreneurs Radio with your host, Deborah Bailey. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. You can also join in the conversation on facebook.com/womenentrepreneurs and on the website womenentrepreneursecrets.com. And don't forget to listen in on dvcoach.podomatic.com and on iTunes.